Georgia's DBHDD has an urgent health warning. One of every 10 counterfeit pills contain fentanyl, a powerful and very deadly drug. Pills from friends or dealers are unsafe, and one pill can cause an overdose. More info at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to the new Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Thursday, December 8th. I'm Peter Biello. Coming up on today's episode, we crunch the final numbers from the U.S. Senate runoff election. Atlanta police have arrested two teenagers in connection with the fatal shooting of a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old on Thanksgiving weekend. And rapper and entertainer Ludacris, along with Mercedes-Benz, surprised some Atlanta school children with some early holiday presents. These stories and more coming up on Georgia Today. With most of the votes now counted, Senator Raphael Warnock beat Republican Herschel Walker by nearly 3 points in the runoff election this week. GPB's Stephen Fowler breaks down some of the numbers.
Warnock earned a higher share of the votes than he did in the November general election in all but 11 of Georgia's 159 counties. And Herschel Walker, who did the worst out of any statewide Republican candidate on the ballot in November, also underperformed Governor Brian Kemp's margins in key Republican counties. Another key difference, in-person early voting turnout. The number of people that voted on optional early voting days, mainly in Democratic strongholds, was higher than the final margin of victory. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Atlanta police have arrested a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old in connection with a fatal shooting of a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old at an Atlanta shopping and entertainment complex over the Thanksgiving weekend. The juveniles were charged with murder, aggravated assault, and gang-related crimes. GPB's Orlando Montoya spoke with Reverend Shannon Jones, who will eulogize the youngest victim, Zion Charles.
It's sad when a 12-year-old, Zion Charles, and a 15-year-old, Cameron Jackson, are gunned down. Cameron was dreaming of being in the 2024 Olympics. It's a crisis when a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old are charged with the murder. And so you know what the trajectory of their life will be in the system. And it's sad. I would have been pleased to know that they were graduating from high school. All four of these young men were in the Atlanta public school system. I wish that we could have one day seen them graduate, go on to college, trade school, the military. But unfortunately, two are dead with whatever hopes and dreams they housed, their parents housed, and then two will be in the system forever. And it's a crisis.
This has been a turning point for a lot of people. What do you think this turning point, why it happened, and where we go from here?
Well, I said, and I'll be meeting with several community leaders, with Police Sheerbaum of Atlanta on tomorrow, myself and several members of Concerned Black Clergy, gang activists that work with young gang intervention workers, I should call them, professors, criminologists, labor leaders. I think that we've reached a point where in the African tradition, we have a saying called Sankofa. It means to look back. We look back so that we leave no one behind. And unfortunately, we are in a society today where parents need retooling. Churches and faith organizations need to come outside of the four walls of their church and make sanctuary at the intersection of church and society. When a mother says that she has reached out to the police some 50 times, but she had no pastor to reach out to, not because the pastor was not there, but because that mother perhaps was not connected to a church or a faith community. It says that I can't wait for that mother to come and join my church. I have to go seek her out, and I have to be a presence in community. I think what's happening is that we're moving at a pace that is so fast that we're leaving so many behind, and we need to slow down and look around and come together, link arms, and find collaborations and solutions. And so we're asking for philanthropic Atlanta. We're asking in the metro area. We're asking for the business community, educators, police, community leaders, pastors, to come together, parents, to come together. Let's link arms and let's find a way, politicians, to begin to deal with this this problem. And the major thing that we need to look at is the underfunding of hope. We need to invest in hope in the city. It takes money to bring about hope, but programs that are created in collaboration with faith and government and schools and other community agencies will begin to strike a mighty blow at the violence that we're seeing and to begin to beat that back. And I say beat it back because you fight fire with fire. And so if we can beat it with love, we can end the violence of hate.
Reverend Jones is part of a coalition of black clergy that is planning a march on Saturday. Police have not identified the two arrested because they are minors. Georgia State Representative Matt Hatchett has been named to lead the State House Appropriations Committee. The announcement yesterday gives the Dublin Republican a key role in writing the state's $58 billion budget. The appropriations post is being vacated by Representative Terry England, an Auburn Republican who did not run for re-election. Hatchett's appointment was announced earlier than usual by House Speaker Jan Jones, who says Hatchett needs to start preparing. Google's annual Search Trends report looked at what people wanted to know about in 2022 versus last year. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on how Georgia played a part.
This year, Google notes trending searches for election results. That includes the focus on Georgia's Senate race. But 2022 also saw breakout surge moments after Betty White's death. People also wondered how to pronounce Qatar and Kyiv, indicating interest in the World Cup and the war in Ukraine. Alex Joseph is a Google Trends expert. He says other trends show how people are making decisions in daily life.
The other trending search that really speaks to the mood domestically is gas prices. The number one and two searches were for gas prices near me.
Joseph says he feels optimistic after seeing an all-time high number of searches related to sustainability and electric cars. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Just in time for the holidays, Ludacris and Mercedes-Benz have surprised school children in Atlanta with more than 500 new pairs of shoes. The car company's holiday giving program, Season to Shine, partnered with nonprofit Shoes That Fit to provide kids with new athletic shoes to attend school. Mercedes also partnered with its brand ambassador Ludacris and his foundation to deliver the shoes to Miles Elementary School yesterday. Since 1992, Shoes That Fit has provided over 2 million pairs of brand new shoes and other necessities to children across the U.S. Southeast Bullock won its second straight GHSA Flag Football Championship today. The team is now 39-0, having never lost a game since starting their program 2 years ago. They are also the first back-to-back champions since the GHSA officially began sanctioning flag football state championships in 2021. Head coach Marcy Cochran talked to GPB's John Nelson after today's victory.
Oh my gosh, it's been an awesome ride today. I mean, we've worked hard for this. We're 39-0! And it's hard to do that. It's been a great experience. Had to overcome adversity today, but we did it.
Southeast Bullock represent. How hard was it to repeat now that you're 39-0? How hard was it to repeat as a champ?
Oh, it was tough. I mean, there are a lot of good teams. Everybody in the state of Georgia has gotten so much better, and you can tell by our scores a little bit. Their defense has stepped it up, and it was just a dogfight in state tournament every game we played. So we're excited to come out on top today.
What's it been like to see the sport grow not only around the state of Georgia but in Southeast Bullock and in Brooklyn to see the success that you guys have been having?
Oh, it's awesome. Fly football is an awesome sport, and I'm so glad that I get the opportunity to coach it and these girls get to play it, and now everybody in the state of Georgia is getting a turn, and it's just really cool.
You can catch all the weekend football championship action, tackle and flag football, on GPB.org and on the GPB Sports app. And while we're talking sports, let's add a little bit of off-season baseball to the mix. The Atlanta Braves have acquired right-handed pitcher Joe Jimenez in a deal with the Detroit Tigers. The deal includes cash and a trade of outfielder Justin Henry Molloy and pitcher Jake Higginbotham. Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos says the team spent months negotiating with Detroit about Jimenez.
Again, we liked our bullpen, but we do think this completes it and just adds that one more power arm from the right side that we were hopeful and optimistic to add.
The 27-year-old Jimenez pitched 62 games for the Tigers last season, going 3-2 with a 3.49 ERA and two saves, and he was named to the All-Star team in 2018. And that is it for today's edition of Georgia Today, and as always, we welcome your feedback. You can send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.